Right, the Veloy Peris. These three ladies also, even though they get a get, they don't get Peris. Peris, Rashi learns, means the Din Peris. That means normally when you're married, the loch is, if she brings in property, the husband has the right to eat the fruits of the property, and because of that, he has to redeem her. Let's say she gets caught, the guy and capture, kidnap her, he has to pay the ransom. That's the takana. Because the husband eats the Peris, he has to free her. But in these cases, he's not mechuyif to free her. For loy mezainis, he doesn't have to feed her either. He's not mechuyif to pay her mezainis. For loy belois, belois means the clothing that she brought in. When it becomes, the case of mezainis, we'll see in the Gemara what the case is. The case is where she borrowed money, and then the husband came back, and she was with me, and she said goodbye to him. So he doesn't have to pay back the debts. For loy belois, Rashi says, shchoke begodim, the ruined clothing, sheviu loy, that she first brought in bishuma. See, she evaluated how much the clothing is worth, and she let him use it, and normally when she gets to get, she's supposed to take it back with her. For loy shenu, he wore it. When she goes away now, he doesn't have to give it back to her. Like all these things are a tanai in the ksuba. By a normal marriage, these are what the husband has to give his wife. But in these cases, there's no din ksuba. Since the ikka ksuba doesn't apply to him, I'm a menace, because she said goodbye to him. Or a shaniya, we say, since she caused him to marry her. So she did the aveira like she doesn't get anything, and idleness is a mekach tois, so there's no like ksuba here. What about what the Mishnah says, im mitchila, no sol shem idleness? Let's say you knew what you're marrying. You knew you're marrying a lady that can't have children. Then, since you knew what you're doing, you can't say it's a mistake. Therefore, yesh lo ksuba. If later you give her a get, or the husband dies, your vada, she has the right to collect the ksuba. What about, though, almona le kohen gadol? Let's say a kohen gadol married an almona. That's a lav ha-Torah, it's also midiraisa. Or else, gerusha v'chalutz le kohen hedyet. Let's say a regular kohen married a gerusha, or a chalutz, that's also. Mamzeris and a sinu le Yisrael. A regular Yisrael married a mamzeris. That is a chai v'lavin. The din is they have to get a get, they can't stay married. Or bas Yisrael and nosin l'mamzer. The lady was alright, but the man was a mamzer. In such cases, halacha is, even though the husband has to give his wife a get, because there's an aveira, they're not allowed to stay married, here we say yesh lan ksuba. Here we say she does get a ksuba. And we had this, the Gemara in Yevamos once explained, that the reason is, here that it's osim midiraisa, she knows it, that if she gets married, her kids are going to be halolim. Her kids will be psulim. Therefore, she doesn't want to get married. It had to be that the man talked her into marrying. So it's called the man talked her into it. Therefore, the man now has to pay her a ksuba. Mashenkin by shniya, where it's only an issim with the rabbonin, then the children are kosher. There's nothing wrong with the kids. Then we say she doesn't mind to do the aveira. Since the kids will be alright, she doesn't mind. There the svar is she talks the man into doing the aveira. So that's why the beginning of the Mishnah, where she talks him into doing it, it's her fault, we like take the ksuba away from her. But the last part, where it's an issue of the Eraisa, and there her kids are going to be psulim, either mamzerim or chalolim, so she doesn't want to agree. It had to be that the Kohen Gadol like talked her into marrying. So therefore it's the Kohen Gadol's fault like, therefore he has to pay the ksuba. Mara says, Rav Toni, Rav learned, Kitana Yoitza Beget. Let's say a girl got married mit Rabbonin. She was a ketana, her brother or her mother married her off. And not that she was mamai and she said goodbye to the husband, but the husband said goodbye to her and gave her a get. Mit Rabbonin, you could do that. Since the whole kedushin is only mit Rabbonin, you could give her a get. In such a case, ain lo ksuba, she doesn't have a right to get a ksuba. The chol shchein and for sure mimamenes. In a case where the girl says goodbye to the husband, for sure there's no ksuba, because she says goodbye to him. Shmuel Tani Shmuel learned like this. Mimamenes ain lo ksuba. I only agree to you in that case. In a case where the young girl said goodbye to her husband, so she's causing the separation, then she doesn't have right to get the ksuba. Avu yaitza beget. Let's say the husband's the one that's causing it. So the husband's giving her a get. Then the din is yesh lo ksuba. Midirabonin, she does have a ksuba. That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, where you have the katana. That the husband gives her a get, does he have to give her a ksuba or not? The Mara says, V'yozdi Shmuel Ataymi. Shmuel goes to his tam. To Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said, M'mamenes Yishino Ein Lo Ksuba. She doesn't get a Ksuba. Yotze the get, but if she goes out with a get, the husband gives her a get, yesh lo ksuba, she does get a ksuba. The husband's causing it, he has to give her ksuba. Mimamenes in the case where the girl says goodbye to the husband, v'mayin, the locher is like poslum menachin. The smori is we say when she says goodbye, she's like oikra, like they were never married in the first place. Therefore, she's not posel to the brothers. There's no psul mishpacha. We look as if she was never married to him. For like poslum menachuna. And let's say she's allowed to get married to a kohen. She's not called a grusha. It's like she was never married. Ma'ashenke and yotze beget. Let's say the husband gives his young wife a get. Halacha is midrabanin psulim menachin. We consider like there was a marriage and she's also to the mishpacha. Or psulim menachuna. She's possible to get married to a kohen now. She got a get. She's called a grusha. M'mamenes, where she says goodbye to the husband and a tzricha lamtim shlesh chadashim. With the loch, she doesn't have to wait 3 months to remarry. Like this, the loch is when a lady gets a get, before she remarries, she has to wait at least 3 months to make sure she's not pregnant. And even by iktana, the loch is like plug like that. Mashenka, when she says goodbye to her husband, it's like they were never married, she's allowed to remarry right away. She doesn't have to wait 3 months. Mashenka, and yaitse the get, when the husband gives her a get, even though she's a katana, she's only 4 years old, she can't become pregnant anyway, but it's a light plug. Any type of a girl that gets a get, that's a takana, she's not allowed to remarry until she first waits 3 months to make sure she's not pregnant. Or even if she is, we want to make sure to know who the husband is. The first one or the second one. For the Gemara, my Kamash, from what's the Kiddush over here? Tanina Kula, we learned all these things already. So we learned already, Mishnah Yevamis, Hamamamenes, in a case where the young girl says goodbye to the husband. Hamamenes Bish, is who mutter to krive herself? The husband is mutter to marry her sister. There's no issue krivus. Vehi mutteras to krivov. She's mutter to marry his mishpacha. For like poslam and akuna, she's allowed to marry a kohen now. Noson la get. What's going to be if the husband gives his young wife a get? And then we say midrabanan. Is it called there was kedusha? There was a get. Is who also krive herself? He's not allowed to marry her sister. Calls the man. Your wife is alive. Even if you give her a get, you can't marry your sister. The Asura the Kravov. She can't marry his Mishpacha. Upaslam and Akuna. And she can't marry Kohen. She's called the Gerusha. So what Shmuel's Al-Khidish? It's a Mishnah in Yevamis. Sumar says, Tzricha la'amtin gimma chadashi mitzvichlei. This is like Tanan. This part, that if she got a get, she has to wait 3 months, that it doesn't say there. That's Shmuel's Khidish. That even though she's a katana, she can't become pregnant, still she has to wait 3 months before she remarries. Murs says now, let's say this machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether a katana that gets a get, does she get a ksuba or not, it's a machlokes tanoim. Reb Lezer Amar Reb Lezer says, ain maisa katana klum. What a katana does means nothing. V'yein baila, and if she gets married mit rabbonin, is ain baila zakoy b'mitziyosa. The husband does not get her mitzias. If she finds something, she keeps it. For loy b'maisa yodeo, the work that she does, a paycheck, she keeps. Doesn't go to the husband. For loy b'aforos and dorer, the husband can't be made for take away her nadarim. V'yein yarsha, when she dies, even though they have nesuyin mit rabbonin, he doesn't yarshin her. V'yein metamalo, if he's a kayin, he can't go to bury her. Klola shodava, what's the rule here? Eina kishtu l'chodavar. That even though you married her mit rabbonin, she's not like your wife. Ela only shatzricha miyan. And lachar is, you can't just stand and say goodbye to her. Either she says goodbye to you, or else you have to give her a get. But if anything else, there's no halacha. That's what Reb Lezer says. We have Yeshua Raimano, Maisi Katana Klum. When the man marries this young girl, the Katana, even though Midirais it's nothing, you need her das, but Midirabanan, though, it's called something. Therefore, Bailos are Koibi Mitsuyasa. The husband has a right to get her Mitsuyas. When she finds something, she has the right to get it. Over Maisi Yodeo, the work that she does, the paycheck, goes to the husband. Over Aforis Nadareo, if she makes a neder, the husband could be made for it. V'yorsha, and when she dies, the husband yashins her. Over Metamalo, even though he's a kayin, he's allowed to be Metama to her. Kurz a Kiddush. Kurz only Medrabonin here, the Kiddushin. Kurz go to the basic cross, and this is the Raisa. Let's see, what's Rashi's? Yabakopon is Mashmir. It says, right to the Klolo Shodover. What's the general rule over here? Harehi kishta l'chodover. You should know she's your wife. Like with Rabbanan, we look as if she's your total wife. Ella, the only lenient we have here is, she yaitza b'miyam. that a regular wife, she can't just say goodbye to you. It means nothing. You have to give her a get. Here the Rabbanu will make her that if she says goodbye to the husband, that's good. So Chura, that's Mamash Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. Leima, let's say Rav the Yom Kreb Leza. Rav is the one that says Maisik Tana is nothing. So therefore, even though he gives her a get, still she does not get a ksuba. Ushmuel Ama, the Yom Kreb Yeshua. And Shmuel says like Yeshua, that a Maisik Tana is something. Therefore, when the husband gives her a get, he has to pay her a ksuba. So Mar says like this. Ali, but the Reb Leza Kuliyam Lepligi. According to Reb Leza, it's true, she doesn't get a ksuba. The letter says the kedushin is come out like nothing. Only that you have to have me and her a get. But more than that, there's nothing, so pshita, there's no ksub involved. Keep pleading, I'll tell you, where's the machlekes? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua. The machlekes, both of them argue, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua. Shmuel that says she does get a ksub is very good. Poshid, Rabbi Yeshua says that when you marry a ketana, she's mamash kishta l'chol davar, she's your wife 100%. So therefore, if you give her a get, l'chur, you should have to pay the ksuba. For Rav, but Rav says like this, that Ad can up until now, like come Rabbi Yeshua, when did Rabbi Yeshua say, Hosom Elo, Mididol, Lididay? Only when she, her things apply to the husband. What she brings in, her metzias, what she finds, what she makes, what her nadarim, to metamah, from her to the husband, we say, Avo Mididay, Lididoloi, but from the husband back to the wife, that we don't say. That you never saw, that Rabbi Yeshua says. So that's what Rav says, that when the husband married her, it's again like the husband is doing her a favor. The Rabbanim, true, the Mari asked, why is the Kedushin altogether? Because the Rabbanim don't want a young girl to be alone. They want her to get married. So it's like a toiva for her. So therefore, her dinim apply to the husband. But the husband does not have to act back to her. So therefore, when the husband gives her a get, Rav holds, you do not have to give her a ksuba. Now, v'loy b'lois, the Mishnah says, one, these three cases of the Mishnah, where it's a mekach tois of an islandess, or mememenes, or a shniyah, she doesn't get b'lois. Is omale Rav Huna b'achil Rav Kana. Rav Huna said to Rav Kana. Amatullah mishmeh de Shmuel. You said over the name of Shmuel, loishon v'lo nichse melug. There's only a question of nichse melug. That means property she brought in, that the husband has a right to use. Avo nichse tzern basel. Certain Basel means that the husband gave her a guarantee. Like we evaluated, you bring in now property worth $1,000, it's like written up now, the husband owes her $1,000. No matter what happens to the property, the husband has to pay you. That's a lotion of certain Basel, it's like strong like an iron. In other words, never lost. Property that she brings in when she first gets married, with a guarantee she'll always get it back, then it's law. Even in these cases where the girl is Mamayin, or she's a Shni, she's also the Rabbanan, or she's an idleness, these things still she gets. She gets back. Heavy Bora Papa, Papa select this ahai. Which one of the three cases are you talking about? Eli, Mamanis, if you want to say by the case where the girl, the young girl, says goodbye to the husband, Mamanashuch. Edi is now, if they're here, Edi Vidi Shakti, whatever's here, she has a right to take. Vidi is now, if it's not here, Edi Vidi Lashakla. Lachur, she doesn't have a right to get it back. Like the Kedushin is bottle of Mafreya. So the husband like doesn't have a chiv to pay her at all. So Rashi Lid Vidi Rashi Bein Nichsim Lug Bein Tzoyin Barzom Les Lo She Yochul Oima She Liyo Tzaisi Shrei Bishus Bezdi Nesatiyo Uge She Tiyenu Echse Ma She Kibalti Olai. So when she says goodbye, he doesn't have to pay it back. If she's causing it, he could say, if so, I'm not going to pay you. Elo our idleness. Sadly, you want to talk about another case of an idleness. The case where the girl lady couldn't become pregnant. Edi is snaf, the property is here again. Edi vidi shakta, she has a right to take it. Edi is snaf, the property is not around. Ipchot mi boiler, should be just the opposite. Nichse mi log rishusa. Nichse mi log means the guarantee is upon her. So it's still like in her rishus, she has the right to get it, kaima. Istla, she could take it. But nichse tzern bazo, the property that the husband gave a guarantee to, the law of rishus to kaima is not considered in her property. Lestla, that she should not get. Elo, what do you have to say? Ashniya goes the case, the chiluk is on the shniya, the case where they married nisid rabbonin. The konsu rabbon lidido. The rabbonim made a kenas that she does not get back b'diday, b'diday uldiday, b'dido. They made a kenas she does not get it back. So if so, there the kenas is only upon the nichsei milug. But the nichsei tzarin of barzel, that he has to pay it back. If she brings in clothing, that's called the capital, the keren. For le mechasilo, he can't use it. The yozla the bolus, he'll get roomed. From Rav Nachman, Peri, Rav Nachman said no, it's called Peri. Rav Nachman pligi, and Echlem Rav Nachman argues. That's the smachloikas. When the wife brings in clothing, is that called the keren? Because there's no other use. Like we're afraid if you're going to use it up, there'll be nothing left. So that's the machloikis if that's called Karen, or else no, because it's not called Karen, because even if it gets used up, there's still the balois, there's still the room, what's left over, the room part of it. So that means something. Alright, we'll stop here. See you next tomorrow again. We'll see you next tomorrow again tomorrow night. Inshallah.